هزینه برنامه‌ای که می‌شنوید توسط متخصص یا کارشناس شرکت کننده در برنامه تأمین شده است. مدیران، مسئولین و آگهی دهندگان رادیو ایران KIRN هیچ گونه مسئولیتی در قبال مطالبی که توسط مجریان، میهمانان و یا شنوندگان این رادیو ابراز می‌شوند را به عهده ندارد. عرض سلام و خوش آمده دوباره به شما دوستان عزیز شنونده. مهمان ویژه این بخش برنامه گفتگو با کارشناسان آقای دکتر پال نصیف هستند که متخصص جراحی زیبایی و پلاستیک ناحیه صورت و گردن می باشند. ایشون تخصص خودشون رو و چون بورد سرتیفاید هستند روی جراحی پلاستیک فقط صورت و گردن متمرکز کردن و به خصوص به دلیل تبار لبنانی خودشون با صورت و چهره خاورمیانه‌ای تبارها بسیار آشنایی دارند و برای جراحی زیبایی پلاستیک بینی و همچنین کشیدن پوست صورت و زیبایی چشم‌ها روش‌هایی را ارائه می‌کنند که بهترین نتیجه را برای دوستان عزیز علاقمند امکان پذیر بکنه. اگر مایل هستید می‌تونید با مطب ایشون در بیولی هیلز از طریق تلفن 310-275-2467 تماس بگیرید و از بخش‌های گوناگون خدماتشون در مورد زیباسازی بینی و یا عمل‌های دوباره درست کردن عمل‌های قبلی ناموفق بینی و همچنین جراحی پلاستیک صورت، چشم‌ها، چانه و یا گردن استفاده بکنید. امروز هم در خدمت ایشون خواهیم بود تا از اطلاعاتی که عنوان میکنن استفاده بکنیم و انشالله بتونه به دوستان و عزیزانی که علاقمند به دریافت آگاهی های بیشتر در این زمینه هستند کمک بکنه و مفید واقع بشه. دکتر نصیف، a very good morning to you and welcome to the show.
Well, good morning. It's always nice to hear your lovely voice.
Thank you very much. سلام. Now you're talking.
But you know what? You have to teach me one more word.
One more word with considering your specialty would be خوشگل, which is beautiful.
How do you say it?
خوشگل.
خوشگل.
Yeah, exactly. You don't even speak Arabic, do you, Dr. Nassim?
Very little bit. Isn't
very
it?
Little.
I say shwayi, which means a little bit.
Oh.
But we'll say like welcome to, you know, ahlan wa sahlan. I mean,
ahlan
wa sahlan. I know very few words, but you know, I got to learn more.
Okay, but you have a lot of Iranian clientele, don't you?
I absolutely do.
That's wonderful.
I absolutely do.
That's wonderful. How do you find them? Are they easy, difficult? Nobody's listening, so yes, let us know. Tell me the secret.
I think that most of the Mediterranean patients are, you know, just like all of us and just like myself, we want to get a perfect job.
Mm-hmm.
And we all want a good value. And, you know, I think in general the your Persian population is very, very warm. And when you take care of them, they treat you like family.
That's
and they
nice.
Bring in their whole family. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful people.
That's nice. And that's very true. When you take care of them, they really treat you like a member of the family.
Absolutely.
Beautifully said.
You know, you see the brother and the sister and the father and the mother and the cousins. And I just had a real sweet Persian young lady leave about 15 minutes ago, and I'm still at my office today.
Uh-huh.
And the consultation took me a lot longer, and that's why we're doing it on the radio today.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice because when I went in the room, it was a young lady who was just graduating from high school, and she's 17, and so her graduation present is going to be a rhinoplasty.
Oh, nice.
And so I had to really go into, you know, how the, you know, rhinoplasty, you know, how we perform that and being
mm-hmm.
conservative.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, made me a little late, but I'll just tell you, just a whole entire wonderful family.
That's wonderful. We want you, we don't mind talking to you on the phone as long as you give the wonderful and great service that you give to your clients and make us even happier.
I will try my best.
You are doing a great job. همونطور که توضیح دادن آقای دکتر نصیف سوال و چاق سلامتی که میکردیم در مورد مراجعه کنندگان ایرانی اشاره کردن که همین الان خانم جوان یا نوجوان 17 ساله که دارن از دبیرستان فارغ التحصیل میشن مطبشون بودن و اون مشاوره اولیه طولانی تر شد برای همین تماس از طریق تلفن نرسیدن بیان به استودیو و خانم جوان میخوان برای مدت تابستون هدیه یه فارغ التحصیلی از دبیرستانشون بینیشون رو جراحی پلاستیک بکنن که صحبت و توضیح و معاینه و بررسی شرایط صورت که هم طبیعی و هم زیبا نتیجه باشه موجب شد که صحبت امروزمون با آقای دکتر نصیف از طریق تلفن باشه. So we did talk about rhinoplasty last week and we're going to talk about your other specialties, the facelift, eyes. So give us a brief information on all of them.
Well, you know, remember, I'm a facial plastic surgeon, and I just did an interview yesterday for a cosmetic dentistry magazine. And interesting enough, we were talking about, you know, the difference between a facial plastic surgeon and general plastic surgeon. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my original background is head and neck surgery, which means I did a lot of reconstruction, whether it's cancer or anything else with the face, and a lot of cosmetic surgery of the face and the nose and the eyes, and a lot of reconstruction from trauma on the face. So it's called an otolaryngologist is what my original training is, which is head and neck surgery. And a lot of my focus was on reconstruction following accidents, lacerations of the face, gunshots to the face. And so we really know the facial anatomy quite well, and we focus only on the neck and the face. We don't do anything else below, you know, the neck. So we're a specialist. So during our training, about a good 20% of what we do is the cosmetic and reconstruction of the face. And so then I did a fellowship in facial plastic surgery, which is, again, just more something specializing. Even though I already did a lot of facelifts and upper eyes and lower eyes and neck lifts, and then my residency, but we now focus more 1 year just straight on that. Mm-hmm. And so the difference between myself and, let's just say, a general plastic surgeon, they do a general surgery background or residency. Mm-hmm. And with that, you know, they're doing, you know, gallbladder surgery and hernia surgeries and things like that. And then they do 2 years of a residency in plastic surgery where you're doing the cosmetic surgery of the face and body, hand surgery, burn surgery, trauma. They're doing all kinds of things. So it's very generalized. And so, at least in my opinion, I think the facial plastic surgeon has a little bit of an advantage knowing the anatomy and doing a lot more with the face. So that is, I know that's not what you asked me, but I do want you to explain the difference in general. And that's general. Remember, you're going to find, you know, great, whether they're plastic surgeons or facial plastic surgeons that are great with the face. But I just want to give you a basic general idea of, you know, the difference between the two.
Okay.
I hope I didn't confuse you.
Not at all. I've been making that. No, it's actually quite clarifying the situation that we know the difference between a general plastic surgeon and what it is that you do. همطور که توضیح دادند آقای دکتر پال نصیف بعد از مصاحبه ای هم که روز گذشته با مجله که زیبایی صورت و دندان رو معرفی میکرده که فرق فعالیت و کار ایشون به عنوان یک جراح متخصص زیبایی که کارش رو متمرکز روی ناحیه سر و گردن نگه داشته که علاوه بر جراحی های زیبایی سر و گردن برای معالجه یه افرادی که در اثر سرطان، در اثر تیراندازی، در اثر تصادف به هر ترتیب ممکنه دفرم شدن صورتشون مطرح باشه و باید جراحی های زیبایی یا بازسازی حتی روی صورت و منطقه گردن انجام بشه، جز کارهایی که ارائه میکنن در مقام مقایسه با یه جراح پلاستیک عمومی که بعد از جراحی عمومی 2 سال تخصص خودشون رو روی جراحی پلاستیک کل میگیرن که بعد اندام رو هم در جراحی های پلاستیک انجام میدن و زیباسازی اندام رو، ولی آقای دکتر پال نصیف فقط روی جراحی زیبایی سر و گردن تخصصشون رو متمرکز کردن، در نتیجه تجربه بیشتری دارن. البته اشاره کردن که جراح‌های پلاستیک عمومی هم میتونن برای زیبایی صورت یا فیس لیف کار فوق‌العاده‌ای رو ارائه بدن، ولی خب کسی که متمرکز میکنه یا محدود میکنه تجربهش رو وقتی که در یک زمینه کوچک طبیعتاً کار بیشتری رو انجام میده و باید حداقل افراد بدونن که تخصص‌ها با هم چه تفاوتی دارن که بیشتر کارشون روی جراحی پلاستیک بینی، کشیدن صورت زیبایی چشم، پلک بالا و گردن متمرکز شده. So what area are you going to talk about today, Dr. Nassim?
Yeah, let's talk. Interesting. I had two Persian patients came in yesterday. They were very very sweet, and they both were asking about their eyes. And they were one's from San Diego, and a very very wonderful wonderful young lady. And then before that, I had another young lady who had exactly almost the same issue. And what that was to make the upper eyes look a little bit more open and remove any excess skin. Now, as I mentioned before to you, the Persian population, one of the prettiest features on the Persian women are the eyes, mm-hmm. the olive-shaped eyes, and they're very, you know, they're beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And also, a lot of the eyebrows are in wonderful position. So in these both these ladies' situations, this was more of an easier thing to talk about because there was just a little bit of extra skin on the upper eyelid. But the eyebrow position was nice.
Was nice?
Was nice, which mm-hmm. means they did not need a brow lift.
Uh-huh.
You know, and many times we'll have to perform a brow lift and an upper eyelid lift simultaneously. So we always want to look to see where is the eyebrow, what position is it? Because if you remove a lot of upper eyelid skin and the eyebrow is low, it's going to pull the eyebrow down.
Right.
So in this situation, these two lovely ladies just needed to have a little incision in the eyelid crease and remove some of the skin. And that's called an upper eyelid lift or an upper blepharoplasty. That's the first comment I want to make about the eyes.
آقای دکتر نصیف در مورد تجربهشون هفته گذشته صحبت کردن که دو خانم ایرانی که پیششون رفته بودن، عزیزی از سان دیگو و خانم دیگری که در مورد هر دو مشکلی که میخواستن برطرف بشه افتادگی پلک بالای چشم بود، کم تو که اشاره کردن در مورد زیبایی چشم ایرانی ها و به خصوص فرم و جای ابرو که در این دو مورد هم چشم هر دو خانم زیبا بود و همین پوست افتاده اضافه پلک رو از طریق اون جایی که وسط پلک باز و بسته میشه برداشتن بدون اینکه مجبور باشن که جای ابرو رو تغییر بدن، برای اینکه بعضی وقتا با برداشتن پوست پلک خب ابرو پایین‌تر میاد و باید ابرو رو هم جاش رو بالا ببرن، ولی در این دو مورد جای ابرو به قدر خوب بوده که لازم هم نبوده. And how long does the surgery take and how long is the downside time, Dr. Nassif?
Well, if it's just an upper eye lift, the surgery takes about an hour. And there's little stitches in the upper eyelid. And these incisions, by the way, are the little scar heals beautifully, usually. They're in for a week. And usually patients really only need a week for that.
Uh-huh.
Now, if we have to also add a brow lift, and a brow lift, we do an endoscopic brow lift, which means very five small incisions in the hairline that's hidden. And we don't shave any hair. We don't do anything like that.
Uh-huh.
And in that situation, the time is maybe, because there's a little bit more bruising, mm-hmm. maybe you need 2 weeks.
Okay.
So for the upper eyes and for the brow, anywhere between 1 and 2 weeks.
Okay. توضیح دادم. ازشون پرسیدم که چقدر عمل طول میکشه و چقدر مدت نقاهت طول میکشه. توضیح دادن که اگر به جای ابرو کاری نداشته باشن و فقط پوست اضافه افتاده پلک بالا رو بردارن، حدود یک هفته طول میکشه و اگه بخوان ابرو رو هم بالا بکشن، وقت با 5 تا برش بسیار کوچک داخل ابرو دیگه، چون یه مقدار کبودی بیشتری داره، تقریبا 2 هفته طول میکشه که کامل خوب بشه، که هم پوست رو از این افتادگی پلک بالا بردارن و هم ابرو رو بالا بکشن. And 2 weeks later, you know, they can go back to work, Dr. Nassif?
Yeah, 2 weeks. I mean, with the upper eye lift, usually you can go back to work in a week.
Uh-huh.
So let's say you have it on a Monday. I would see you the next Monday and take out your little stitches, and you should be able to go back to work on Tuesday. Uh-huh. So that's, and then the other one, for the brow lift, I would say really, 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty much the simplest aspect of the upper eyes. And then the second question one of them had was, there were these little fat pockets in their lower eyes, And I know you and I have talked about this before, and I just want to reiterate that to our new listeners, that if you remove that little fatty pocket and you already have a little bit of hollowness in your lower eye area, your eyes will become more hollow.
Mm-hmm.
And we make a little incision inside the eye, and we take that fat and we move it into the area where it's already hollow.
Mm-hmm.
So what that does, it gets rid of the fullness, but at the same time, it prevents that hollowness. And as a matter of fact, if they went to my Spalding Plastic Surgery website, you know, in the media section, there's all kinds of surgical videos, and this is assuming someone wants to watch these. They could actually watch that procedure called the fat repositioning.
Repositioning.
You know, lower blepharoplasty on the website.
مطلب دیگری که آقای دکتر نصیب بهش اشاره کردن در مورد پف زیر چشم دوستان و افرادی که چربی به صورت پف زیر چشم خودشو نشون میده که برداشتن این چربی ها ممکن ایجاد یه گود افتادگی که یه صورت حالت شاید یه ذره بیمارگونه هم بده به افراد رو به وجود میاره. اون چی که توصیه میشه تغییر جای این چربی زیر چشمه که درست از اون زیر پف برداشته بشه و بره توی این گودی رو پر بکنه که جاشو تغییر میده، جای چربی رو زیر چشم تغییر میده. اگر علاقمند باشید میتونید به وبسایت spaldingplasticsurgery.com سری بزنید و اگر اذیتتون نمیکنه دیدن این عکسایی که با دقیقاً با جزئیات از طول عمل جراحی نشون میده که این چربی زیر چشم رو چجور پخش میکنن، چجور جاشو تغییر میدن که اون گودی رو پر بکنه و جلوگیری بکنه از اون سایه‌ای که میندازه مثلا چه گودی و یا پفی بیش از حد چشم رو، و با تغییر جا این کار انجام میشه. spaldingplasticsurgery.com که میتونه تو قسمت میدیا این عکس ها. And there's a video also, Dr. Nassif, isn't
yeah.
But you have to have the heart to watch it, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I have all kinds of videos. Matter of fact, what we're doing now is we're doing these videos now on the website and also on YouTube and Facebook and MySpace, you know, under, you know, Dr. Paul Mast of these patients that, you know, making these little production movies when they have the procedures.
Uh-huh.
There's eyes and nose and face lifts, all kinds of fun stuff.
Fun stuff.
You know, that's assuming, again, someone can watch these.
Exactly. حتی توی همین وبسایت spaldingplasticsurgery.com برای عملای چشم و زیبایی که میکنن تعداد بسیاری از ویدیوهایی که کارشون رو نشون میده، شیوه کارشون رو نشون میده گنجوندن. و توی وبسایت دیگه rhinoplastyspecialist.com هم عملای زیبایی بینی رو گذاشتن، ولی خب اگه که دیگه یه ذره دلشو دارید که نگاه بکنید، بعضیا ترجیح میدن نبینن، اذیتشون میکنه، بعضیا نه، خب یه پروسه علمیست و نگاه میکنند و میبینن دقیق که چه مراحلی باید بگذره، چه برای زیبایی پوست، ببخشید، پوست زیر چشم یا گودی و پف زیر چشم، چه برای زیبایی بینی. And would you recommend a facelift to someone who's not happy with the wrinkles around the eyes and maybe the puffiness and the problem with the upper? What would you recommend, a complete facelift, or would you rather go to the more localized surgeries, Dr. Nassif?
Well, I mean, you know, you said you're talking about wrinkles.
Yes.
Wrinkles where, around the eyes?
Or
in general?
In general, yes.
Well, you know, a facelift doesn't really take care of wrinkles. A facelift, which involves little incisions that are beautifully placed and can heal beautifully around the ears, are good for putting the tissue back where it used to be. In other words, making the cheeks more plump, softening the smile lines, softening the lines in the corners of, you know, the mouth that kind of aim down, called marionette lines, tightening up the neck. But the facelift is not fantastic for removing wrinkles.
Really?
No. Because it's good for loose skin and hanging skin.
Uh-huh.
But for small wrinkles in the face, there's, you know, non-invasive procedures, if the wrinkles aren't that bad, called, you know, fractionated resurfacing, which is something that our nurses do.
Mm-hmm.
If they're deeper, you might have to have a laser to the face.
Mm.
When you're really, you know, removing the outer layer of the skin, it's kind of like getting a light burn, or, you know, like a chemical peel.
Mm-hmm.
But for wrinkles, it's not the best way to go. And also Botox, obviously, as we talked about, is fantastic, you know, for wrinkles around the forehead, around the eyes, you know, in between the eyebrows, maybe even, you know, softening the little neck muscles. You know, different uses for Botox. But I would not recommend a facelift for wrinkles.
در مورد کشیدن پوست صورت پرسیدم از آقای دکتر نصیف که آیا میتونه کمکی بکنه به کم کردن چروک‌های صورت، که توضیح دادن که نه، فیسلیفت یا کشیدن پوست صورت برای از بین بردن چروک‌های صورت نیست. کاری که انجام میشه موقع فیسلیفت اینه که پشت گوش شکاف‌های رو درست می‌کنن و بعد پوست رو می‌کشن به طرف پشت که هم ناحیه گونه یا لب ها قشنگ و کشیده و جلوه بیشتری پیدا میکنه، خط دور لب تقریبا از بین میره، اون خطی که موقع خنده بیشتر عمیق میشه از بین میره، پوستای اضافه افتاده طرف چانه کشیده میشه به عقب و یا پوست افتاده قبقبگونه اطراف گردن رو میکشن و به عقب میبرن، ولی کاری برای چین و چروک انجام نمیده. اون چه که برای چروک توصیه میکردند آقای دکتر نصیف، اگر همچه خیلی سطحیه و عمیق نیست که نرس ها انجام میدن، یه ریسرفسینگه که نوع پوست رو با استفاده از کاربرد لیزر و یا پوست انداختن یا پوست کندن با بهره‌گیری از امکانات مختلف، یه لایه پوست رو بر می‌دارند که این لایه تازه دیگه اون چروک‌های سطحی رو نداشته باشه، و اگر عمیق‌تر باشین پوست و چروک‌های پوستی که دیگه لیزر و کار دیگه نتونه بهش کمک بکنه، اون وقت تزریق‌های مختلف رو با در نظر گرفتن نیاز افراد توصیه می‌کنن که بوتاکس هم تو که اشاره کردن برای از بین بردن چین و چروک‌های طرف پیشانی، اخم، دور چشم و حتی چروک‌های گردن میتونه مفید واقع بشه. تلفن رو باز تکرار می‌کنم برای دوستانی که مایلن تماس بگیرن، تعیین وقت مشاوره بفرمایند. خانم شعله عزیز همزبانی هستند که در دفتر آقای دکتر پال نصیف همکاری دارن. اگر دوستان از نظر انگلیسی هم بخوان کمک بگیرن، با محبت ایشون عملی میشه. 310-275-2467 310-275-2467 وبسایت های spaldingplasticsurgery.com و یا برای عزیزانی که در مورد جراحی پلاستیک بینی بخوان اطلاعات بیشتر بگیرن، rhinoplastyspecialist.com. I know we talked about rhinoplasty last week, but you know, since we are approaching summer holiday and a lot of students are planning, or youngsters are planning to get their nose job done this summer, in the remaining 2 minutes of our time, what would you recommend to them?
Well, what's happening now is a lot of them are coming in now for the summer, as you mentioned, and usually they like to have the procedures done before school starts again, which is usually in early September. So now is the time, it's our big rush, and a lot of the patients will have their surgeries in either July or June, July, or even the early, early August. And, you know, one thing we like them to do, again, is I always push to make sure that the teenager wants to have something natural.
Uh-huh.
And we also check to make sure there's no deviated septum or breathing issue.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as I told you before, which we've, you know, started to, that the patients now that are calling that have heard me on the show, you know, and I want to reiterate this, they keep asking, you know, what are we doing in regards to the consultation? And I want to continue, you know, since you and I have spoke about this, you know, the normal price is $300 for a very lengthy conversation and a good 45 minutes with me and computer morphing. But for the radio shows, we've cut it down to 50% of that, to $150.
No.
Sorry, but, so I want to, again, say that we'll continue to honor that, since most of the people now kind of expect that.
Lovely. We appreciate that, certainly, Dr. Nassib. اشاره کردن برای دوستانی که تشریف ببرن و عزیزان شنونده رادیو، اون مشاوره اولی که خودشون میشینن و صحبت میکنن و 45 دقیقش با خود آقای دکتر نصیف و شاید یک ساعت و نیم و مرحله طول بکشه با دیدن عکس‌های بعد از عمل و غیره و کارهای دیگه که ارائه میکنن، به جای $300 با 50% تخفیف $150 خواهد بود که به خصوص برای نوجوانهایی که بخوان از تابستان برای انجام عمل زیبایی بینی استفاده بکنن که فرم طبیعی باشه، مشکل انحراف استخوان و نفس کشیدن بدن به وجود نیاره، میتونید از طریق تلفن 310-275-24-67 تماس بگیرید، تعیین وقت بفرمایید و نصف قیمت بپردازید برای مشاوره اولیه با آقای دکتر پال نصیف. دکتر نصیف، thank you very much for your time and I wish you a very pleasant weekend.
نمسته، مرسی.
مرسی. Thank you very much.
Thank you all. See you again next week.
See you. Bye.
هزینه برنامه‌ای که شنیدید توسط متخصص یا کارشناس شرکت کننده در برنامه تامین شده است. مدیران، مسئولین و آگهی دهندگان رادیو ایران KIRN هیچ گونه مسئولیتی در قبال مطالبی که توسط مجریان، میهمانان و یا شنوندگان این رادیو ابراز می‌شوند را بر عهده ندارند.